Rush Limbaugh, Tom Joyner, Ryan Seacrest, Opie and Anthony, most of the biggest voices in daytime commercial radio are male voices. But the nighttime belongs to a female voice. Delilah Renee Luke has spent 25 years on the air, sending out dedications, telling stories, and playing soft rock music. Now she's making her first foray into a new medium. She's working on a series of nonfiction titles for Harlequin, the romance book people. Nate DeMayo has this profile of the woman some people say is about to become the Oprah of radio.
When you have 8 million listeners and a $50 million radio deal, who needs a last name?
Put the kids in a cool bath and get them to bed, then light a candle. Do whatever you need to do to ease your troubled mind. I'm here to keep you company. You're listening to Delilah.
In listening to Delilah, you hear familiar light rock and soothing pop songs. It's like an audio-scented bubble bath. The heart of the show, though, are its callers. Each night, upwards of 100,000 people try to call in and make an on-air dedication and tell Delilah what's going on in their lives.
Hi, good evening, Linda. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm always doing much better when I have a chance to listen to you.
She says she personally talks to between 200 and 300 callers off air every night, trawling for the best stories.
Oh, golly. I wanted to say that I have a missing heart tonight.
A missing heart. It has left your chest in the form of who?
Well, a darling, perfect man for me. His name is Julio.
Only a handful get on the air during her five-hour broadcast. They're mostly women. They call from all over and share stories of lost loves or found loves or loved ones deployed overseas. And Delilah listens to their stories of babies born or bouts with cancer or about men who can't commit and picks a song for them that she thinks gets to the heart of the matter. Her dedications are usually pretty on the nose. People that call to say that it's good to know that they have a friend will likely hear James Taylor telling them the same thing. But people who think that someone is the wind beneath their wings are out of luck.
I love the fact that that song resonates with people and touches hearts, but come on, stop requesting it every night!
But despite her fatigue with a particular Bette Midler weeper, Delilah says she finds the job endlessly fascinating. She's a devout Christian, though the show isn't necessarily. Just non-denominationally inspirational.
God gives different people different gifts, and there are some people that can listen to an instrument and within a fraction of a second tell, you know, where it's off key or what note doesn't resonate correctly. And for me, I listen to voices, and I can hear in a voice layers of emotion or layers of feeling that the speaker probably doesn't even know is there.
I remember the first time I listened to her, you could hear her baby cooing in the background and her talking to her kid. And I thought, you know, this is something that every woman in America can relate to, or certainly most of them.
Industry analyst B. Eric Rhodes of the magazine Radio Inc. says there's no bigger nor more devoted audience in nighttime radio. Marquee brands have been flocking to advertise on the show in recent years. The publisher, Harlequin, is using Delilah to expand its own brand. For the first time, the romance book company is publishing a nonfiction title. A best of stories from Delilah and her callers. Rhodes says other companies should be clamoring to get into the Delilah business.
Quite frankly, the people at Martha Stewart Corporation should pick her up and do a Delilah magazine and should do a number of other products because she is really representative of family.
Family is a dominant theme of her show with good reason. She's got 10 kids, 8 of them adopted. And with so much on her plate, Delilah says she's reluctant to accept the many, many offers she does get. In the meantime, she'll keep taking calls and picking the perfect song and keeping the whole schmaltzy enterprise going, if you don't mind me saying.
It is schmaltzy. Please, it is schmaltzy, it is sappy, it is saccharine, it is tear-jerking at times. It's like a chick flick.
And schmaltz pays. And there are few other venues where you can hear such an intimate look into the intricacies of contemporary American lives. You just can't hear the wind beneath my wings. I mean, really, that would just be too much. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMayo. Did you ever know that you're my hero?